This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I gotta tell you, I'm confused. I'm very confused. I don't know what my gender should be. I don't know what my sexuality should be. I went through all this training just recently up in New York with Fox, and I'm more confused now than I ever was before. These people have me jacked up. Here I thought I was just this, you know, dude born in America that happened to be black, whatever, and I can profess to be whatever. I could be a fat white girl as far as y'all could concern. And, you know, we got the internet to hide behind. I got this radio show to hide behind. You've seen my picture, but unless you've actually met me, you don't know who I really am. Hey, funny story. So I'm at my hotel. I stayed at the Warwick. If you get a chance, it's absolutely amazing. I got put in a rock star room. Fox hooked it up, okay? And I'm coming downstairs, riding in an elevator with a couple. And I don't remember how we got on a conversation, but it was like, no, I said, you guys visiting? Yeah, we're visiting. I said, where are you from? Oh, we're from Texas. I said, well, that's where I'm from. So we talked and said, yeah, we're from Tyler. I said, I was just down in that area. I was in Longview. Get out of here. So we talk about that. And then the guy goes, I recognize you. And he goes, you're on TV. I said, yeah, I'm here to do some stuff with Fox. And he goes, yeah. So they, you know, we chit-chat for a little bit about how things have changed in Texas, the state's becoming purple, blah, blah, blah. Little politics, little New York, what to do, this kind of stuff. Stayed there for about 5 minutes. And his wife says, hey, well, you mind if my husband takes a picture with you? I said, not at all. So we stand there, I take a picture with him. And because I was headed to go out and grab a quick bite, bring it back because I had work to do. So I go do this. I go stand out. I'm talking to the bellman or whatever, the guy that gets cabs for people and all that. And he's standing outside, and I'm telling him, hey, where should I go to get this kind of food? And he's giving me recommendations. And the couple comes out, and the guy goes, man, I knew you. We're Facebook friends. You're in Black Spirit, right? And I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, man. So they took a picture. I said, send it to me on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. So unless you've met me physically like they did, you don't know who I am. They do. They now know. You don't. But by the way, we encourage that. I want to come out. I want to meet you folks. I want to come speak. I want to do lots of stuff. And my team is working diligently to make this happen. So my hope is that I'm in your neck of the woods. If you're listening to the show and you like it and you say, Kevin, we'd love to put an event together to get you into our market, I'd love to do it. I did one in Tampa, Sarasota a while back. It was a big success. So we'd love to do that. I want to come talk about different things. And if you want to make it to where me and Richard Fowler debate, we can do that. If you want it to be more funny, bring in me and Joe Piscopo, for example, we can do that. We're coin-operated, but we'll make it work. Because I love doing that. I love meeting the audience, getting to know you guys and understand what all this is about. It make you understand it from our perspective and hopefully give you some information that you can use as well. So anyway, we've talked about a lot today. Obviously, the biggest issue that came up in a while is Comey, but I don't even want to recount that right now. What I want to talk about is what we're not talking about. You know, we're not talking about Russia. Relations have supposedly improved with Russia. What do you expect? I told you. I predicted it. I told you that Donald Trump will use China and Japan, and he will control North Korea with that. Russia will then say, holy cow, that's 50% of the world's GDP. We got to get on board, and you're going to watch relationships thaw. Things will get better, and we'll all at some point realize that we need each other. You know, there are things that we could be getting out of Africa if they will become civilized in these countries and stop with all of the corruption. And by the way, we in America as well. But if we will become civilized and start treating each other with the idea that we all have some services and things we want to do. I rode next to a lady on a plane whose family originally was from Mexico, from the Sinaloa area. And we talked about different things. And she says, what do you like best about Mexico? And I said, I love your people. I do. friendly. And I said, you know, it's funny, whether you're from Chihuahua or wherever, I can tell pretty much the geographical region you come from by the makeup. If you're, you know, heavy Spaniard with some French influence, you know, I know which area you're from. You're the north, the south, the east, or the west. If you got that heavy Aztecan look, you know, I know that you're more of a rural Hispanic, etc. And I said, and so she asked me about Mexico. She says, oh my gosh, you know, it's horrible. It's like any other city. Once you get into the city, you lose the culture of the country. You know, Paris, people are friendly in Paris. In France, until you go to Paris. And they've gotten friendlier in Paris, but I'm just telling you, you go to the countryside and people are inviting. They're very, you know, most of the time the people they're not involved in all the various issues, the things that make people look at our differences. They're more concerned about what brings us together. The people in the rural areas of France want you to come and be part of their lives. They want to show you what they do. In Paris, it's pushed away. Same thing, look at New York. People have said, funny story about New York. Go to get a cup of coffee. And I got to go to Starbucks because there wasn't a coffee shop around. So I'm in Starbucks. They bring two of the same drinks. Me and a girl look at each other. We have the same drink. Hers is skinny. Mine isn't. So we're kind of figuring out, is this hers? She says, yeah, that's yours. And she knew I was before her, so she was trying to be magnanimous. And so they finally said, no, this one's skinny. It's hers. So they put it in front of her. Woman walks over from Starbucks, picks it up, and takes it across the room. The lady's going, what are you taking my drink for? So the lady then, a minute later, comes back and says, oh, I'm sorry, I took your drink. I thought it was this lady's here. And he goes, no, we determined it was there. So they end up in this little spat. And so the lady's looking at me, the one who ordered the coffee, like, for, am I wrong here? And I said, no, you're not wrong. She never should have touched your coffee. It was already determined it was yours. They knew it was yours. And so, but then the barista gets an attitude. So the lady looks at me again, and she comes over to on my right side and says, you know, I don't get this. And I said, New York. She goes, well, I'm from New York and all that. And I'm thinking to myself, if you're from New York and you haven't noticed this, then it's because you're from New York. People that visit your little deal, we get it all the time. We see the attitudes, the things moving fast, not even looking you in the eye, just here, boom, get out of here, you're cogging a machine, and keep on going. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks. I want to talk about a mathematician, Ramanujan. I'd seen a show, and I want to educate you on that. I want to also talk about some women that fight over something that I just find unbelievable. And I want to finalize this hour by talking about something I mentioned earlier, which is the lie of the media and the crafting of this thing that's happening in New York explains why we no longer trust the media, why we see these people as fake news. And I'm going to share a story about what I read of a surge in self-defense is happening in New York City. Anyway, we'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com for you to find more about us. If you want to get even more, go to, what's my book? Race Pimping? RacePimping.com, and you can get a lot of insights from that book. If you are so inclined and you want to get my other two best-selling books, you can go to Amazon. Just look up Kevin Jackson, The Big Black Lie, things like that, or Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies is my second book. Or Race Pimping. But if you do get them from me, then they come autographed. So that's the only difference. They may be worth half of retail one day, or the dollar you spend at the dollar bookstore. But right now, if you want to understand how the world works, get those insights. So I got to tell you, I have this crazy fascination as an electrical engineer with a computer science and a math degree. I have this fascination with knowledge and logic and things like this, and I pass that on to my sons, thankfully. But I have to tell you, I really get intrigued by people who see things differently. And I was watching this show, I think it's called The Man Who Saw to Infinity. And it was about a Indian mathematician, dot not feathers, as they say. And his name, I believe, was Srivasi Ramanujan or something like that. I want to say it was that. And Jeffrey Irons played the professor at Cambridge who brought him over. And the guy talked about numbers in such a way in this movie that just, it warmed my heart. I could so relate to this guy. But here's the reason why I'm talking about this. It was back in the early 1900s. I want to say 1913 or so. And this guy was taking the theories of others, and he was debunking them, saying, no, you're wrong. I've solved your equation for you. And he finally got noticed. And he felt so alone because there was nobody in Madras, where he was from, or even Calcutta, who could get inside of his head. And he was frustrated because he's going, I have this language that I speak that nobody can speak with me. They don't see the genius. And imagine me coming up to you, showing you a math equation and being all smiles and going, yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. And you're going, what? I'm going, you don't see that? Yeah. And what's funny is, it always, that type of thing inspires me to ask myself, how does the brain shape form and, you know, shape thought, for example, or shape art? And I'll tell you, it's an easy thing to talk about when you look at it from an artist's perspective. If you watch somebody draw something and you have no artistic ability, I'm raising my hand, it's magical, right? It's mystical to you. How do you see that? How do you draw that? I used to say in my cover letter that if you watch a chess prodigy play chess and they go four moves to checkmate, and you're like, how do you know? I could do a whole bunch of stuff to change it. And they go, nope. Four moves to checkmate. I know what you're going to do, and I'm already ready for it. And you're going to be in checkmate in four moves, and boom, 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 there you go. Oh, I did five. Boom, 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 there you go. So that's just fascinating. You ever watch somebody do a Rubik's Cube? Here. And you're like, whoa, do that again. You know, and you mix it up and all that. And it doesn't matter how much you mix it up. If they're good at it. I have a friend whose son is the Rubik's Cube can be anyway. You give it to him, about a minute later, bloop, 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 here it is. And you're like, how do you do that? What are you seeing that I'm not seeing? And it's really interesting to me when I think about it from the backdrop of this guy was an Indian. India was under the service of Brits during the time that he was a mathematician, and they believed, as most probably whites of the time believed, that this was a culture of barbarians. This is a culture of subhumans that only were there to serve them. And here's this guy who sends over to one of the most prestigious, actually multiple prestigious mathematicians, and he says, I've just pretty much debunked your theories. Here you go. So the movie's backdrop is getting him over to Cambridge to study. The point to me is very simple, folks, that sometimes we don't recognize genius, and I'm going to ask you to do this in yourselves and in your own children. Look for that. Look for that genius in them, because we have it. Now, if you watch the movie Good Will Hunting, they take the ordinary guy, he goes in, he was a janitor at MIT, and he does that. You know why we're fascinated by those stories? Because we know those people exist. The interesting thing for me, when I think about this whole subject, is I say to myself, go to the African bush. I've been there. And you see these tribesmen. And you go, they're just humble tribesmen. And you ask yourself, is there a genius among them? And the answer is, yes, there is. There really is. Some of them may be architectural geniuses. Some of them may be mechanical geniuses, or who knows. But they're geniuses in the way and it's untapped. Have you thought about the untapped potential that exists in this world? So this guy, Ramanujan, goes to Cambridge, and the first thing that the professor says is, you have really good, interesting theories. He would just come up, he would say, here's an equation that solves partitions. Here's an equation that solves whatever, some mathematical issue that has been plaguing mankind for a long time. And they go, It appears to be right, but how do we know? So they wanted him to give proof. And he'd never had to give proof. They just come to him. And what's funny is, he's a very religious guy, Hindi, and he's working with an atheist. And he says, the guy asked him one time, and I've asked this of many geniuses that I've known, especially musical geniuses like pianists and people like that that just can play. I go, what are you thinking? How do you come up with that? And they always look up and go, I don't know. And this guy goes, I don't know. And he goes, but here's what I do know. And this was so poignant to me, and I hope it means something to you. He said, everything that I do, every thought that I have with math is essentially a tribute to God. God gives me that thought. I don't know how it formed. That was his problem. He couldn't write the proofs. He goes, I just know it. I know that's the answer. I know that's the equation. I don't know how I came to it. And as my family would say, oh, glory be to God. Which I completely believe that. But the irony of him working with an atheist, and the guy says to him, he goes, look, I'd love to tell you that I believe in God. I don't. He says, but I believe in you. And if that's your process, then by default, maybe that's as close as I get. So anyway, they go on to solve the particle. You know, so what that is, you know, P to the fourth is equal to 5, meaning there are 5 different ways to get to 4. 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1, 1 plus 1 plus 2. 2 plus 2, etc. How many ways is it to get to 100? Well, there's over 13 billion ways to get to 100, just to give you the answer. Anyway, it's a good movie, something you guys should watch. I think it'll inspire a lot of thought in you. I know it's an aside, but it was of interest to me. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Glad you guys are still with me, hanging in there. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I'm author of a book called Race Pimping, two other books as well, The Big Black Lie and Sexy Brilliance, not an autobiography. I wrote a book called Race Pimping. And you know, I talk about race a lot on the program because I like to make fun of it. I think that the idea of us not just being all Americans is a joke. When I think of Sweden, I don't think of Swedish blacks and go, oh, black Swedes. I just think of Swedes. If I go to Europe or, you know, England, for example, I don't think of European blacks. We're the only country that I know of where somebody wants to call themselves African Americans. And why would you do that? I don't get it. We're Americans. When you talk about the Brits, we say the Brits. If he's black, you know what we say? You know that Brit. The guy, he's a black dude, but he's from Britain. We don't go the black Brit, the African Brit. There's no hyphenation there. It's ridiculous. And I don't, to me, this is a concept that's not even that big. People are out there going, you know what, that's an interesting thought, Kevin. I never thought of it that way, because nobody else does either. We have black folks that want to segregate themselves as a subculture in America. Now, normally, if you wanted to do that, you would go, boy, they must really feel proud of that whole culture. What's to be proud of? I mean, I'm proud to be an American. And you know what? The unfortunate thing about the subculture in America that happens to be black is there's not much to be proud of. I'd love to. Somebody wants to debate it. They want to get mad. Oh, Kevin, you're talking about black people. There you go, Uncle Tom. And no, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. You proud of our prison rates? We have more people in prison, not per capita, but period. More black folks in prison. In our small population of people, we have more crimes in black neighborhoods. We have more kids not finishing school, dropping out of school, more kids not graduating college, more kids who are pregnant, more kids who are drug addicted, more kids. I mean, what do you want to talk about? We have fewer business starts. We don't own as many businesses per capita than any other culture. We don't even own the businesses in our neighborhoods. And what do you want me? What? I mean, look, I would love to peel us out and go, boy, those black folks. We used to be able to peel black folks out and say, man, look at them. No matter what the system does to those black folks, you know what they do? They blow it off and they overcome. Now, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that 1950 black family that stayed together. I'm not proud of the black culture now that has 72% of parents, black parents, raising their kids by themselves. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud that more black people don't experience home ownership than any other culture, period. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud that more black kids are not have a CEO mentality and want to grow up to be something special and not just LeBron James or the twerking Beyonce. I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud that they lower the academic standards for blacks and act as if they're doing us a favor. Are you kidding me? Woo-hoo, let's all celebrate. Let's all celebrate being stupid. Woo-hoo, yeah, yay. When you see a video circulating, and I'm going to give you the title of this. Essentially, it was, and we wrote about it, my team did, and it was, fight for a parking spot leaves one woman stabbed. And I thought to myself, I mean, it could be anybody, right? Culturally, we're prone to violence now. Why do you think I train so hard? I can't say I knew years later in my adulthood I was going to, you know, need to be a martial artist, but I can tell you this. There came a point in my martial arts career where I said, hey, you got to be ready for the worst case scenario. So I train hard. I train hard because we are no longer in a civilized society. And the worst part about it is, per capita, I'm likely to run into a bad situation with people of color, my own folks, than I am hanging out with white folks. So I see this story, fighting for this spot leaves it. So two women battle for this parking spot, which I think sums up Barack Obama's America. Two black chicks fighting over a parking spot. I went to park one time at a Home Depot, and a lady pulled a knife on me. She didn't pull it out of her purse, but she had her hand in her purse. And the guy who was out in the parking lot was a former, not Army Ranger, Green Beret, and an acquaintance, and he's armed. And had that lady pulled that knife out of her purse, he didn't know what she had, but he had his hand on his weapon. I didn't notice it at the time, but he was going to blast her. Black chick. He was security at Home Depot. Got to know him through that whole situation. I mean, through going to Home Depot, talking to him, find out he was a Green Beret. So, long story short, people get volatile. There's plenty of parking places. I'll park my car at the back of the lot. Nothing is worth fighting over for a parking spot. I mean, even if it's the last one and, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to walk. Okay, fine. Boom. You win. I'm the chump. But they're fighting over this. But as I was watching the video, I was thinking, this isn't a fight about two women. This isn't a brawl on the ground. It's about an entire culture. Because let me tell you, when you see the video, here's what you notice. Nobody tries to break them up. Nobody called 911. Instead, the crowd just forms around them in a circle and shouts encouragement at the fighters while shooting their YouTube video sensation. Ooh, look at the girl, you go, look at my crazy. And then, when one of the ladies stands up, she says, I've been stabbed. Nobody rushes to give her comfort or aid or say, oh my gosh, let's get it. Instead, time to go. Everybody leaves. Now you can bet these women are mothers. They're certainly daughters of somebody, probably sisters. But they're mothers, they're aunts, whatever, fighting over nonsense. People, black folks, jeering them on. This is at a park in Detroit. All the people jeering them on, what do you think? None of them are parents? The lack of civility in this country, and particularly in the black community, is nauseating. Now, that's going to offend a lot of people, but I don't care. It's nauseating. The fact that people just won't even look at the basics and say, you know what, this is not worth getting. You hit my kid, I'll get as uncivilized as you want me to be. You hit somebody in my family, you hit my friend, you do something like that, we can be uncivilized. You want to fight over a parking spot, you got to find somebody else to fight. It's ridiculous. These are the very people, folks, who want America to ignore the crime rate among blacks. And don't you dare mention black on black crime, because that's what it was. Black people talk, oh, well, you know, white folks doing this, didn't it? Okay, then why y'all fighting? Because let me tell you what the white folks would have done. They would have kept on driving and found another spot. Now, that's not to say white folks don't go crazy, too. They do. But I'm talking about per capita. I'm talking about the likelihood. And we'd be lying to ourselves if we didn't, you know, believe the stats. So I'll give you an example. Heather McDonald writes in her book, The War on Cops, how the new attack on law and order makes everyone less safe. In Chicago, blacks commit 76% of the homicides, despite composing 35% of the city's population. Blacks also accounted for 78% of all juvenile arrests. Whites, who composed 28% of the city's population, committed 4% of the homicides, 3.5% of its juvenile arrests. Hispanics, 30% of the city's population, committed 19% of the homicides and 18% of the juvenile arrests. These are staggering statistics. 26% of murder cases solved in Chicago. Blacks are 10% of the population of L.A., commit 42% of its robberies and 34% of its felonies. Whites are 29% of the city's population, commit 5% of its robberies and 13% of its felonies. In New York City, blacks commit 75% of all shootings, 70% of all robberies, 66% of all violent crimes, even though they're 23% of the population. And I could go on. Now, you could say, wow, keep black people out of cities. Maybe we're a lot more safe when we're in smaller towns, or we're less, you know, prone to violence. Look, I could boil it down even further. Look at those cities. Look at how they're spread out demographically. Look at the areas. And you can do a deeper dive into this. But the fact of the matter is, folks, this is something that we have to address. And thankfully, you know, Trump won't let it go. Because this is an epidemic. It really is. And it's a shame, because it's a stain on black culture. We're an amazing group of people that have contributed a lot to this country. And unfortunately, leftism is allowing us to run roughshod over America.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. As most of you know, I'm a martial artist, been doing it for a lot of years, trained to hone my body to make it a weapon, and I've done a really good job at that. And I pride myself on that. I attend classes with my younger sons. I've attended classes with my older boys, who are now men, grown, and here's the reason for that. It's a cruel world out there, and you just never know anymore. And I'm walking the streets of New York the other day, and it's funny, people recognize me. I was getting on a plane headed from Dallas to fly to New York, and a lady, she sees me, and she's like, you're from TV, right? Yep. Before I left St. Louis, two people came up to me and different things. Hey, Kevin, you know, good. I love your work, this, that, and the other. I get spotted when I'm in New York, and you can see people kind of look up and go, I know this guy. I don't know where my fight will come from, potentially. Hopefully nobody ever does try me. If they do, well, guess what? You're going to have a fun YouTube for a while of me, you know, knocking somebody to stone out. But I'm not looking to do that. I don't want to. But I talked earlier about this surge in martial arts, self-defense rather, that's occurring in New York, and the fact that the left want to blame this 400% increase in signups compared to last year on Donald Trump. And they're saying that these the communities that are wanting to get signed up for this stuff are, and get this, this is where you know when you're getting a spin from something. They say it's coming from Muslims and other immigrant communities, LGBT groups, and women. So what's funny to me is the left can't even cloak their nonsense and hide it from you in such a way that you don't go, come on. Okay, first of all, how do you know there's a 400% increase? I just want to help you understand how to weed through the nonsense. How do you know there's a 400% increase in signups and self-defense in New York? Did you go to every dojo and say, hey, what is your enrollment now? I will tell you this. In all my years of training in the martial arts, outside of a surge in like when the movie The Warriors came out, or, you know, Bruce Lee did a movie or something like that, there has never been that big of a surge. There may be a surge for women to take martial arts when there's like a serial rapist or self-defense. You'll see a surge for that. Like when the California Strangler or the Boston Manic Menace or whatever comes out and there's a different number of rapes or something, you'll see that. Other than that, you don't see a 400% surge in martial arts. Even when people glorify something, like when mixed martial arts came out, you got a big surge. You got schools that opened quite a bit. Outside of the initial enrollment, you don't get a 400% surge. So that's the first thing. They just came up with a number. 400% surge.
We talked to one school that said they've got 400% more students over last year.
I don't believe it. And as I said, the left then categorizes, oh, it's Muslims. They feel the need for self-defense. It's women. It's the LGBT community. Let me ask you this. Of all of those, did you hear a surge from black folks? No. But they say they're seeking self-defense skills because they don't feel comfortable calling the police. Of all the skills, I mean, the people seeking to get more self-defense, who's the most afraid of the police when you look at the buckets? It is black teens, right? There's no surge in black teens. What? Let me ask you this. Do you think police respond to women, crime against women? Do you think police respond to crime against the LGBT community or against the immigrants? Of course they do. New York is made up of practically nothing but immigrants. So, of course, they're looking at this stuff and understanding that, you know, I mean, let me put it a different way. The police are not discriminating against LGBT women or Muslims. And if you were to say, well, they're discriminating against blacks, okay, cool. But you didn't tell me that there's been a 400% surge in blacks learning martial arts or self-defense. So this whole thing, the premise is abject nonsense. But that's the lie that the left wants told. They want you to believe that these groups feel unsafe when calling the police when they're victims of crimes, and the fact is it's just not true. Unless you are not legal in this country, there's no reason for you to fear the police. If anything, police should be afraid to respond to calls involving practically any of these groups. And it's not because they're necessarily unsafe. It's because you don't know what they're going to say. It's like when I went through this discrimination class in New York, they said, if you report a false discrimination claim, you're going to get fired. Because you know what? People constantly say, the police beat me, he hit me, they did this, when it's not the case. Luckily, the police have gotten smart and said, we're going to put videos in these different cells, the holding cells, so people can't come by and say that's what they did. I remember watching a guy, he was punching himself and hitting his head against the wall because he wanted to get a lawsuit against the police. And they've had it all on camera. All on camera. So again, you know, unless you've done something illegal, like enter the country illegally, you don't have to worry about the cops. They are there to help you. We've never seen a war on cops, though, like we've seen during the time of Obama. the past few years have seen spikes, as you guys know, in law enforcement attacks as well as deaths, to the point where these guys are being hunted and killed. And you won't hear Barack Obama or any of the normal race pimps say a word. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, he blamed President Trump for the rise in reported hate crimes in 2016. Now, what did Trump... Barack Obama was still president. Trump was running. He said the rise in hate crimes was because of Trump, completely ignoring that the hate crimes that were being committed by leftists who were beating up on conservatives and people who supported Trump. He says the New York posted a 35% increase in reported hate crimes in 2016 from 2015, even though crime rates declined in the same period. And here's what he said. You can't have a candidate for president single out groups of Americans negatively and not have some ramifications for that. It's obviously connected to the election. You're exactly right. The hooligans who work for the Democratic Party, who work for Hillary Clinton, who were part of the apparatus around the country that supported the DNC and the Democrats and the leftist agenda, they're the ones who were spewing hate. More nonsense. This type of behavior was tolerated during the rule and the reign of Barack Obama. And now that Trump actually wants to enforce existing laws, he's an evil dictator. Well, try that stuff on somebody else, because the only correlation between this increase in hate crimes is the fake news reporting. The Muslim community, by the way, no room to debate. No room. Hardly a week goes by without some act of jihad or planned act being thwarted. You will hear story after story. And for the record, you guys are being insulated mostly from it because we don't talk about it. I don't tell you, hey, they beheaded 12 people in Istanbul the other day, or a group of jihadists attacked a resort in Turkey or in Algeria. Or whatever. You don't hear about the people that are banning the burqas and banning Muslim so-called traditions and things because they're... I'm talking about in Muslim countries, folks. In places like Tunisia and Algeria, they're saying, you can't wear the burqa because too many people are committing acts of terror. In our own place here in France, they had people attack their resort areas. And God forbid... between now and the end of the year, there will be another attack. I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and tell you there's going to be another attack in France, maybe two, one in Belgium, one in Germany, and various other countries, because that's what Muslims do. That's what these so-called radical Muslims are doing. So for the left to then say, oh, they need to have practice self-defense here in the United States, it's ridiculous. The LGBT, and it's funny, the LGBT, nobody cares about gay. Maybe in the old days, and I'll give you this, in the old days there were sickos that went out and did what they call gay bashing. They'd wait out at a gay nightclub and beat up they called it rolling queers or whatever, and they'd beat these guys up. Shame on people for doing stuff like that, but that is so rare because everybody knows somebody gay, has a gay family member, probably somebody close to you. And God, you know, there are people whose parents didn't...
Well, son, I hate to tell you this, but I'm gay, and now I'm going to move in with Ralph.
And mothers doing the same thing. It's not strange anymore to us. And there are some people who will argue, well, Kevin, it should be strange. No, it shouldn't. People loving each other and whatever, I don't really care. I care about you legislating, and I care about you trying to make it, like,
disregard your Bible and feel this way about my gayety.
I will not disregard my Bible, and I will not accept your gayety as something that is okay, but I accept it that it is okay for you in the sense of what you define as happiness. I'll leave you alone on that, but I'm not going to change my views on it. So my only point to this, folks, is that whether it's illegals, the LGBT community, or whatever, They're learning how to defend themselves because of the violence that they're experiencing because of the leftism that they support, that they condone, and that they live on a day-to-day basis. And you can bet the LGBT is represented in the Antifa movement. They burn cars, etc. They beat up peaceful conservatives. So don't expect any sympathy from me.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.